Our news in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. North Korea says it can prove it's not responsible for the cyber attack on Sony Entertainment and is demanding the U.S. participate in a joint investigation. Pyongyang threatens serious consequences if Washington doesn't. President Obama, meanwhile, is criticizing Sony for canceling the release of its movie that mocks North Korea and is believed to have prompted the hack attack. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, in a year-end news conference, the president said Sony bowed to outside pressure.
President Obama says he understands Sony's concern after hackers broke into the studio's computer network and threatened terror attacks on theaters screening the Seth Rogen comedy. But Obama says it was a mistake for Sony to pull the plug on the movie's release.
If somebody is able to intimidate folks out of releasing a satirical movie, imagine what they start doing when they see a documentary that they don't like, or news reports that they don't like.
Sony's CEO says the company still wants to show the movie, but that it had no choice but to cancel the Christmas Day release after major theater chains opted not to screen the picture. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
ISIS militants in Iraq have been driven out of Sinjar, a city they've held since August. NPR's Deborah Amos reports it's the result of an assault this week by Iraqi Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes.
It's the largest gain in months for Iraqi Kurds fighting against the militants. The advance into the city comes a day after Kurdish fighters broke a five-month-long siege on Mount Sinjar. Thousands of civilians, Yazidis, a religious minority, were trapped on that mountain after militants drove them out of their homes. As the Kurdish fighters advanced, they discovered mass graves, according to reports from the scene. The loss of Sinjar, the city and the mountain, is a strategic blow to militants because the advance squeezes a major arms supply route. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
Protesters from Ferguson, Missouri are in Cleveland, Ohio for demonstrations this weekend. As Kabir Bhatia of member station WKSU reports, they're joining the families of Tamir Rice and other black victims of controversial police shootings.
A group called Puncture the Silence has been organizing protests in Cleveland after 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot last month while brandishing a toy gun at a neighborhood rec center. The group plans to protest throughout the city over the weekend, including outside of a Cleveland Cavaliers game. Police say they are aware of the rallies. Organizers say there will also be a vigil for Tanisha Anderson, a mentally ill woman who died in police custody, and John Crawford, shot and killed in a Southwest Ohio Walmart. His family filed suit this week against the store and the police department, and Tamir Rice's family sued Cleveland police earlier this month. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
This is NPR. Cuban President Raul Castro is demanding the U.S. respect Cuba's communist rule. In an address to Cuba's National Assembly today, Castro also said Cuba faces a long and difficult struggle before the U.S. economic embargo is lifted. And he confirmed he'll attend the Summit of the Americas in April, a first for Cuba. Castro's address comes after President Obama announced this week Cuba and the U.S. will work toward normalizing ties. Many T-Mobile customers in the U.S. are about to get some money refunded. It's part of the German telecom company's settlement with the U.S. government over unauthorized charges. Carolyn Adolf reports from member station KUOW.
The Federal Trade Commission said T-Mobile had charged customers for horoscopes or celebrity gossip delivered by text message. The commission argued the company had to know the charges were not authorized since so many people complained. Now T-Mobile is agreeing to pay at least $90 million to settle the suit, most of it in refunds. The suit is part of a federal crackdown on unauthorized charges on mobile phone bills. AT&T has already settled, and recently Sprint was hit with a similar lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Carolyn Adolph in Seattle.
The State Department is warning U.S. citizens to be extra vigilant when they travel internationally. The Worldwide Travel Alert says threat analysis suggests, in addition to targeting U.S. government facilities, terrorists may focus on hotels, shopping areas, and places of worship during the holiday period. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes